This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, the Dry Eye Center. Be sure to visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. Joining us in the studio, first-time guest here on Senior Talk, our friend Bert Pinnell from Motto Mortgage Platinum, local experts in reverse mortgages, a great way to pay for those long-term care needs as we continue to age. Bert, super excited to have you in the show here today. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Senior Talk.
I appreciate being here this morning. It's great opportunity to reach out to your audience.
Excellent. We have a lot of information to cover, and I always like to kind of start kind of light. You know, tell us a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion and what led you to doing what it is you do today.
Well, I'm a Colorado native, and I've seen our population is aging. I'm a retired disabled veteran. I live in the area. I'm a consumer advocate. I believe in our consumers need to know what they're getting into and the products that they have. I'm driven by the needs of the elderly. My parents and grandparents had a lot of needs as they aged, and I like to be able to assist with those needs. That's what kind of drives me as an individual. And I think if you take care of yourself and you've aged really well, sometimes you start to run out of money. And so that's why we're here today.
Excellent. And you're a veteran as well. How many years of service again?
I did 29, almost 30.
Fantastic. Thank you again for your service. That's fantastic. And a Colorado native to boot. You don't see a lot of native Coloradans these days.
No. And we appreciate all the Coloradans, and everyone that's been here for a few days decides they're going to be native. So everybody's welcome here.
Yeah, I always say I am almost native. We came here, I think, when I was three. So I'll claim native status, but not quite. Motto Mortgage Platinum. Take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your company.
So my company is a franchise from Motto Mortgage. I was retiring from the military, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to employ a veteran. So I employed myself and bought a franchise.
Excellent. So what service offerings do you have with Motto Mortgage Platinum? And we're going to dive deep into reverse mortgages, but full service kind of mortgage company?
Yeah, we're a full-service mortgage company. We take care of new homes. We take care of existing homes for refinances. We take care of the jumbo market, new builders, if builders are coming in, and then the reverse mortgage market.
So the home market in Colorado, it's changed over the years, hasn't it?
It's changed incredibly, especially here in Colorado Springs. If you've been here for a few years, you'll know that we thought everything was at an end, and then we just expanded all the way out into the Eastern Plains.
It's amazing to see the development, the changes in the market, the influx in people. It's a different place than it used to be, but it's still a great place. I think that's why people are moving here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful city here and in Colorado.
I want to make sure we get your information out several times today, Bert. What is the best, I guess, phone number and maybe website for listeners to get in touch with you, find out more information about Motto Mortgage Platinum?
Okay, the best way to get in touch with us is through our phone is 719-310-3127. Or if you're familiar with using the internet pretty well, it's platinummortgage.com.
Excellent. All right. Being Senior Talk, being a resource for the aging population, children of the aging population, I want to talk about today what I'll call an underutilized resource that many senior homeowners probably overlook: reverse mortgages. We'll kind of go over what they are, what they mean, why they maybe got a bad rap, but why they really can be a great resource for individuals, especially when it comes to paying for long-term care. But for listeners who may be unfamiliar with the term, I know I was up until recently, what is a reverse mortgage?
Well, a reverse mortgage is a loan that senior homeowners can take out to allow borrowers to access the equity in their home to use it as collateral. They can use it for minor expenses, or they can use it for major expenses. The loan doesn't have to be repaid until the last surviving homeowner that passes away or permanently moves from the home. So in 1961 was probably the first reverse mortgage that happened in our country. So they've been going along for quite a while. So it's been around but the product's improved. The government's got better control over the product than what we've seen in the past.
Excellent. So
it really is called a home equity conversion mortgage now.
Okay.
But reverse mortgage is the same thing.
And equity, that's the money, the value that we have in our home, you know. So say I owe, you know, on my mortgage still $200,000, and it's worth $300,000. That'd be $100,000 equity that in a sense is an asset. That's a real thing. That's something that I can tap into.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tap into it and use that for so many different things that I think we're going to discuss that a little bit further in our discussion here today. But yeah, you can tap into that equity and start using that equity, especially when you're on a fixed income or there, you know, those things that you want to do, you just can't do because you don't have the money coming in from your employment.
Well, and oftentimes when working with the aging population, the senior population, one of the largest assets that they have is the equity in their home. A lot of them don't have mortgages anymore. They own their homes, you know, free and clear, outright. So that's complete equity. That may be a tremendous asset for them to be able to accomplish a variety of different goals. So who qualifies, or really, what are the requirements for a reverse mortgage?
Well, I think you hit a good point before we talk about that, is the equity in your home. Colorado, the market right now, has driven that equity in some of these homes up substantially over the years. We've seen increases from 5 to 10% annually a year on that equity in your home. And most seniors don't realize how much money they have sitting in that house of theirs and how they can tap that. So I think that's a good thing that we focus on with the equity that we were discussing.
So, I mean, you may have bought your home 20, 30, 40 years ago for $100,000, may very well be worth $400,000
exactly.
These days with the current market.
Exactly. And I think having an expert that understands that equity and how much capital you have in the home and helping you understand that and see where you're at may help you learn more about what you have as an asset.
So what kind of requirements are there to be eligible for a reverse mortgage? I'm sure, are there age requirements? Is there a value of your home requirement? How do I know if I qualify or if it's even something to look at?
No, both are great questions. The basic requirement for reverse mortgage is the youngest borrower that is on the title must be at least 62 years old. You have to live in the home as a primary residence and have substantial equity in it. Yeah, that's true. It's not too bad, though. I mean, younger borrowers, so this is all time-based. So if you're 62, then you're going to have a little bit more equity in your home, about 60%. And then as you age, the less equity you'll need. Older borrowers may need, you know, 40 to 30% of equity in their home.
Okay. Again, probably the best way to check those eligibility requirements, see if it's something that you might even have as an option, probably to give you a call, have that initial conversation.
Right.
Again, let's throw out that phone number. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
That would be probably at 719-310-3127.
All right. Something I want to address, and it's always touchy to bring up, but, you know, back, you know, when I first got in this field in the 90s, in the 80s, reverse mortgages somewhat had a bad rap as far as you bring up, you know, reverse mortgage as an option for people to access, you know, cash to pay for the care they need and things like that. Why? I mean, why did reverse mortgages get such a bad rap maybe in the 90s?
I think they were poorly managed. And in the 90s, mortgages in themselves were poorly managed. You had loan originators that would take excessive fees and then they would do a reverse mortgage and the borrowers would barely walk away with any money. The government's really cracked down on that. I mean, there's caps on how much interest that a loan originator can get from your home. There's also protections so that family members and other people don't take that money from the individual and that it's used for what the intended purpose that it was designed for.
So what I imagine, I mean, the government's probably increased the regulations and things like that. There's a lot of safety nets in place. I mean, this isn't dangerous as a product as it used to be. There's more oversight. I mean, there's things to protect seniors and folks to make sure that this is a standard quality product being offered.
Absolutely. There's good protection. There's counseling involved in the even obtaining the loan. You have to be required to get some counseling in the product of the loan. So I think that it's a great product, especially for those that need the money.
So here's a good question. Reverse mortgage, I qualify, I work with you and your team to get a reverse mortgage in place. What can I do with those funds?
Well, you can take the funds in many different aspects. So you can take a lump sum. For instance, maybe you needed or you've wanted a new kitchen in your home. You could take that and do a new kitchen in your home without paying a mortgage on that note. So for instance, you take the money out, you have your kitchen redone, you have a roof done on your house, whatever it might be. That doesn't mean you start payments. That means they're taking that money out of the equity of your home, and you don't have to pay for that.
So essentially, it's a loan. Here's a good question. I mean, do I have to take out a certain amount? I mean, say I have $200,000 equity in my home. Can I take out a little bit at a time, or do I have to take out a big chunk at a time to pay for a particular thing?
Well, so there are four ways you can take it out. The first was the lump sum. So you can do a line of credit so that you can take smaller amounts out at a time.
Kind of when that need comes up.
You can take monthly payments. Let's say that you're short on utilities every month, or maybe you're just short on that little bit extra money that helps you meet that donut hole at the end of the year for your medications, whatever it might be. You can take monthly payments just to supplement your income so you're not struggling every single month. It's more like you're taking a little bit of draw off the equity of your home every single month. And then you can do a combination of those payments. So you could take a lump sum and then take maybe even a monthly payment if you wanted to fix something but still get those monthly payments. So you could break that equity up into several different ways.
Sounds like different ways to access what you need when you need it. And I imagine being a loan, I mean, it's only a loan for what you use.
Right. And if you use that money, many seniors just need extra income above their Social Security or whatever their pension might have, if they're running low on funds every single month. It's a great way to tap that equity. And I know so many of your audience members want to take care of their children and their grandchildren. The best way to do that is to take care of yourself. And, you know, if you can do that financially and be secure there, your children will be very happy.
You know, and that's a very interesting and valid point. You know, I can't name the number of times that I've worked with a client and, you know, their biggest asset might be their home or the equity in their home. And they're hesitant about getting the care they need or getting the funds that they need to pay for the care that they need, whether it's at home with home care or maybe moving to a senior living community. And they're hesitant to even consider anything surrounding their home or the value of their home because they want to leave something for their children. They want to, you know, preserve or they feel an obligation to do that. And I think that's a backwards way of thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to be able to take care of ourselves and enhance our quality of life in order to best serve our children.
Right. My mother passed away last year, and I spent several years helping manage her care. And she had lost her home, you know, in 2008 when the market went bad. Right now, our market's really good. And I just encourage your listeners to look at that product because a lot of her struggles were financial. And if she could have left financially in a better way, I think she would have been very happy. We loved taking care of Mom. It was an honor for us to do that for her. And your children just want that memory. They're not, you know, money goes fast. So use that equity to enjoy your life.
Absolutely. Burt Pinnell, Motto Mortgage Platinum. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, Burt. Before we do that, what is the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you to chat about not only reverse mortgages, but everything that you can do to help out regarding home ownership?
Well, go to platinum-mortgage.com or go to 719-310-3127.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178. 855-7178 or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friend Burt Pinnell, Motto Mortgage Platinum, in the studio this morning, having a blast talking about reverse mortgages, a little bit on the history of them, a little bit about what they are. Burt, thank you again for joining us in the studio this morning.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here. It's an opportunity that many don't get a chance to do.
For those listeners who might be just joining us, what is the best way that they can get in touch with you and your team to see how you can best serve them?
Greg, I'm at 719-310-3127 or platinum-mortgage.com.
All right. Before our break, Bert, you referenced, you know, a personal experience that you had when kind of the market took a little bit of a downturn. We, you know, 2008, a lot of us lost value in our homes. The market was in a very different state than what it is now. I think a topic of concern for a lot of folks would be maybe a significant, I'll call it a market correction. That concern seems to be coming up more and more as we kind of hit this peak of how great the market has done. But how can listeners protect their home equity from a market downturn like what happened in 08 and 09?
Well, your listeners, if they take out a reverse mortgage now, the equity that the bank decides is in their home right now is the equity that's determined on the loan. Now, at the end of that loan, if the listener passes away and that home is sitting there, if there's no equity left, then nobody comes back and asks anybody to pay them back. That equity's already been spent. So your listeners have already used that equity to the best of their ability. If the market goes down, the equity was already taken out.
So they win.
Yeah, their heirs can say, no, we don't want the home, sell it, and we're moving on.
Okay, so
if there is equity in it, though, they can sell that, and the heirs will get what remaining equity is left in the home. So it's a good product there. There's a lot of protection left in the system now that if you're on the note, in the past, if you weren't on the note and your spouse, that you could lose a home. Those protections have come into place so that after 2014, if you're on this note, if you're a spouse and the other spouse passes away, then you can continue to stay in the home.
Okay. So there are a lot of different options out there. And I'm going to highlight some statistics because, you know, long-term care is where I see, you know, utilizing this equity that you might get from a reverse mortgage. And a lot of folks don't realize the cost of long-term care and what's there and what isn't. And I always like to get on a little soapbox and throw out the statistics. One being El Paso County is actually the fastest growing county in the entire country for seniors 65 and older. So our local senior population is expected to nearly triple in the next 18 to 20 years. So we're going to go from about 70,000 seniors 65 and older to over 200,000 seniors 65 and older. And then you start looking at, you know, just kind of aging statistics and who needs care. And they say 70% of all seniors 65 and older will need care at some point, assistance with your activities of daily living, just the day-to-day help that you need to thrive and survive. The downside is long-term care is not paid for by insurance. Insurance doesn't pay for it. Medicare doesn't pay for it, with the exception of long-term care insurance. This is a private pay service. Your senior living communities, your assisted living, your nursing homes, that's all private pay. So cash.
Yeah, that's hard to come by. You know, once you've retired and you're on that set income, that cash that was not planned for is now there's a new bill for you to pay. The nice thing about reverse mortgage, though, is you don't have to live in the house. You can turn around and rent the house out to your relatives, and you can move into long-term care, or you can stay there and use part of those monthly payments to pay for that long-term care. So there are
different ways to do it. So you can actually access the equity and still own the house, still rent it out, utilize it as a way to generate income. And
sure.
And I think that in this type of model is going to become more and more needed. So we talked about the growth of the senior population. Here's the thing. That growth is being driven by the baby boomers. The baby boomers are the aging population, turning 65 to the tune of 10,000 of them every single day. And that's going to continue. The problem with baby boomers is nearly 38%, so almost 40%, have almost no assets to their name. Another 38%, so 78% total, have less than $200,000 in assets to their name. And they say a couple in their 65 and older in their retirement years, they're going to need $250,000 for out-of-pocket medical costs alone in their retirement years. So the picture I'm painting is that the aging population 10 years from now, at this point, doesn't have a lot of assets to be using to A, retire, but B, certainly pay for their long-term care needs. What the baby boomers do have, equity in their homes. By and far, it's that generation that seems to have the most equity in their homes. So I think this product really is going to be a solution to paying for those care needs as we continue to age.
I hope it is. I hope that this show and other processes out there to educate the aging population to where they can find money to help pay for their needs. It gets out there to your audience, and I appreciate you having this show so that they can find those resources like me.
So, Bert, how do I know if it's right for me? How do I know if a reverse mortgage is right for me, maybe right for my aging parents?
Well, I think you have to ask yourself a question. Do you think you have the asset? Is the need there? Is it going to give you a better quality of life? Are you going to have the care you need at home so that you can get out and go and see things and do things? Are you going to have less stress? I mean, that's a huge burden on the elderly. People don't realize the stress of aging when the financial needs are there, but you have no way to meet those needs. And then home improvements, things that you really would have liked to, put new windows in your home so your energy costs are down so that you can live in there comfortably and warm, because nobody as the age thinks it's ever warm enough. I know that for sure.
It's true.
It's never warm enough in the house. And just added income to, add that freedom to be able to maybe go do a trip or something with your family. And those different needs that might be there, you can meet now without worrying about going back to work or where that money might be coming from.
All right. Bert Pinnell, Colorado native, Motto Mortgage Platinum. What is the best phone number our listeners can get in touch with you at?
It's 719-310-3127.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break to hear from our sponsor. Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178, or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friend Bert Pinnell from Motto Mortgage Platinum in the studio this morning, educating us on reverse mortgages, another great option as far as accessing resources and funds for our aging years. Bert, I want to shift gears here. I want to talk about some of the myths that I see out there that I think people have in their head. And of course, these are loaded questions, because I'm going to read you a myth and then you can give me a response as to maybe why that is considered a myth. But I think it stems from people maybe having negative experiences in the past. But this is a highly regulated area, a lot of great improvements to the reverse mortgages that are available now. Myth: if I take out a reverse mortgage, the lender is going to own my home.
No, it's just like any other note on your home. They do have a lien against your home. But you are the owner of your home, so you can continue to own that and do whatever you like to do with your home. If you want to paint it certain colors, as long as you're within the HOA and those requirements, you own your home.
All righty. Myth: I must own my home completely free and clear to qualify for a reverse mortgage.
No, you do have to have a substantial amount of capital left in your home.
And that's based on age.
That's based on age, yeah, and value of your home. But this is why right now is a great opportunity, with the growth that we've seen in home values, that your home may have that value in it, and letting an expert identify that for you would be a great opportunity for you and your family.
All right. Here's a good one, or not a good one, but I hear it a lot. Myth. If I outlive my life expectancy, I mean, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, the lender's going to evict me.
Not at all. You can stay in that home and tell your life has ended. And the nice thing is, if your spouse is there with you, they can stay there too. So you won't go homeless. And that's what this loan is designed to do, is to provide you a place to live the rest of your life in.
And that is probably one of the biggest myths that I hear out there, is that people are worried that, okay, I access the equity, that's gone, I outlive another 10 years, I owe, you know, XYZ, they're going to just kick me out and I'm going to be on the streets and I'm going to have no assets.
No, they won't do that to you.
Excellent.
It's your home.
I must have good credit to qualify for a reverse mortgage.
Most of this is based off the equity of your home. So they're not basing it off your income. So they're not looking at the different credit that you have out there. And as a matter of fact, you can use some of this equity to pay off some debt.
All right. I like to address those myths because I hear it every time I bring it up. You know, people get wide-eyed when I mention the word reverse mortgage. But again, a lot of the myths are exactly that. All right, Bert, we're running a little bit low on time, but really, you know, what should our listeners look for when choosing a partner to work with reverse mortgages?
Well, I am a consumer advocate, so I always tell everyone to shop around. Don't go with Bert because he was on the radio. Shop around for the loans that may be out there. See if the needs are there for you. If they are, then call one of us experts and see if we can help you with that product that you're looking for. And I just encourage you to use that money in your home to live a quality life. That's one of my heartstring things in life, is to see the elderly age in a way that they should, with the dignity and the tools. We should give them the tools to retire and live their life like they gave us tools to grow ours. So
Absolutely.
That's what I'm here for.
Excellent. I was going to ask you for a final parting word of wisdom, but I think you just said it. Bert, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here this morning on Senior Talk. Before we go, why don't you get that website address out again, and most importantly, that phone number for our listeners to get in touch with you. That way they can learn a little bit more on reverse mortgages, your operations, and what you can do to best serve them.
Thanks, Greg, and thank you for having me on today. The best way to get a hold of us is at 719-310-3127 or at platinum-mortgage.com.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Bert Pinnell, Motto Mortgage Platinum, local experts in reverse mortgages, and a Colorado native. You don't see that every day. Thank you so much again, Bert, for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners, you can find out more information online about Heartfelt Care at Home at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and the Dry Eye Center.